8:52, One Direction at 100.7 WHUD, story of my life. The story of Dominic Monaghan's life, at least as far as we know. We loved him on Lost and Lord of the Rings, and now he's got a new show. Premieres tomorrow night on the Travel Channel. Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good morning to you, sir. Very well, thank you.
You must be excited about this new show, Wild Things. I put up a picture on our Facebook page of you and a sea turtle, so you had me right away. I love turtles.
Oh, well, who doesn't love turtles? Come on, they're beautiful creatures. It's actually the third season of the show, but it's new in terms of we've moved to the Travel Channel, which makes it a little bit bigger, a little bit more exciting, so we're kind of into that. But, it kicks off again, and, I get the opportunity to hopefully expose people to animals that they may not have never seen before, may not have known existed on this planet, and get more and more interested in trying to protect those creatures.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And I understand you're going to take us to Mozambique, where you find the world's biggest fish, the whale shark. Now, how much is 42 tons? Is that like three school buses?
That sounds about right. They can reach lengths of about 35 feet, although that would be exceptional. It's the biggest fish in the world. It also happens to be the biggest shark in the world. So it has a very sharky-looking shape. The Latin name for these guys is Rincodon typus. These guys have been around for like 60 million years. To put that into perspective, we as a creature have been around for, on about 200,000, 150,000 years in the kind of shape that we're taking right here. So this is an animal that solved the way to stay alive on this planet so much earlier than we ever did, and is a gentle giant and a beautiful creature. So sharing space with that animal was something that I don't think I'll ever forget.
We're talking with Dominic Monaghan, the host of Wild Things on the Travel Channel. Season 3 premieres tomorrow night. Now, how did you get involved in this? Between all your acting and everything, where did you find the time to go all over the world?
Yeah, it's kind of the way that I holiday in a lot of ways. When I would have a break from acting gigs and my agent would say, you've got 3 weeks off before you start a new job, I would say, okay, cool, I'll see you in 3 weeks, and I would go off somewhere. I went to Borneo when I was 18 to try and find orangutan, and I went to Thailand when I was 24 to try and swim with the whale shark and wasn't able to do it. Went again to Thailand to try and find the king cobra. So I would come back with these stories, and my agent, because obviously my agent's job is to make money for his clients, he said, this is a show, essentially this is a TV show, if you wanted people to come along with you. So I thought, well, let's see how it turns out, and eventually a producer thought that it was a good idea, and we've been making it ever since.
Brilliant. So I liked your Facebook page, and I see so many pictures of you handling all sorts of critters and creatures, but the one with the tarantula on your eye convinces me that you're not afraid of a lot of things, yes?
Yeah, I'm not afraid of that many animals, but to be honest, tarantulas are a great classic Wild Things animal that suffers from a lot of these monstrous myths that we try and break. The tarantula is an extremely gentle spider. It's not skittish, it doesn't run in a crazy way, you wouldn't describe it as an aggressive spider, it's quite a timid spider, and the venom from a tarantula is about as powerful as the venom from a honeybee or a wasp. It certainly isn't life-threatening, and it very rarely bites. I keep tarantulas at home, and they're very chilled-out creatures, quite gentle, quite deliberate in the way that they move. So putting a creature like that on my face, it's a way of trying to break people's ideas that these animals are life-threateningly dangerous, because they really aren't.
Well, you just educated me. Thank you. Now, you keep these in your home. What else do you have in your home?
I have a pretty small-ish menagerie at the moment. I've got like three snakes, a lizard, two spiders, centipede, praying mantis, and about 30,000 honeybees.
Now, most people are trying to get these things out of their house. You bring them in and use them as decorative pets.
Yeah, they're not necessarily pets in the same way that, like, dogs and cats might be pets for other people. I mean, I love dogs and cats. I love hanging out with them, and I think they're an important creature for companionship and stuff like that. I always say to people, I keep animals. I never really get them out apart from an educational purpose. My animals would do much better having me not be around than having me be around. So I don't expose them to me that much. But I do try and watch their natural behavior as much as possible. And these are animals that I see a lot when I'm making the show, so I want to learn, like, when are they active? When do they want to feed? What makes them content as a creature, you know?
Well, we can all learn a lot from being around you, Dominic Monaghan, so we encourage everybody to tune to the Travel Channel Wednesday night, 10 o'clock.
Thank you, Dominic. And just give us a quick rundown. Anything coming up that we should look for on TV or in the movies?
Yeah, I did a film called Pet, which I've been associated with for about 10 years now. That'll come out sometime in the summer, and then another film called Deep Burial. And then apart from that, you know, 13 episodes of Wild Things on the Travel Channel, where we go around the world and do crazy stuff. So worth watching.
Wonderful.
All right.
Catch a nap when you can.
Yeah, thanks.
And say hi to Candy, our traffic reporter. She's here now.
You know, it makes sense. He has honeybees. He named Billy Boyd's band Bee Cake. It's all coming together.
There you go.
We've got a WHUD traffic update from Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, where you can expect everything. And here is our Candy.
All right. Well-